Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. I am here for the very first guest episode. Oh, are we excited? You can say woo. It's okay.
I'm so sweaty. I'm not gonna lie.
Except you're under a blanket.
Well, you are this under is blanket. Like it's cozy, but like I get nervous sweats.
You know? I know. I hear you. Usually when I record, I get like overheated to the max.
Well, you can remove your blanket.
I can
remove
the one chunk of blanket that's on my leg.
I will.
One leg in, one leg out.
That's the way to sleep. Let me introduce you guys because I want to make sure everyone knows who you're listening to. So I am sitting with Sam and Aaron, and this is the very first sitting together in person. This isn't on Zoom. We are feeling the vibes on the couch. Yes, cozied on the couch. Cozy. And we are really close.
Yes, we
physically
are.
Physically really close. But to get everybody in the shot on the video, we are very, very close. So I want to get into a little bit about you guys. Some of you guys, if you're local, we have a lot of local listeners in Michigan. They know who you are. They've been to your classes. They've been to your studio. It's amazing what you guys have done. So I want to give a little intro from each of you guys, a little bit about who you are. Who's going to go first? I see you guys pointing to each other.
D goes before S.
All right, we're going alphabetical?
Yeah.
Then E comes before S.
First or last?
It's last name.
All right, I'll go first.
All right, Sam is going to go first. I will have you share a little bit about who you are so everyone can get to know you a little better.
Okay. Hello. My name is Samantha. No, I actually do not ever go by Samantha. I go by Sam. But I live in Clarkston, and I am co-owner with Aaron of two businesses now. So Ohana Fitness and Wellness, that is a women's only fitness studio located in Shelby Township, Michigan. And we started that about 9 years ago, celebrating 9 years this year. And then Chaos Collection, who was just born in March of this year, this past year. Oh my gosh, yes, the new year.
2024.
And so that is an online e-commerce business for clothing and accessories. And so, yeah, I have a husband, Dan, and I have two dogs, Nala and Simba. Shout out. Hopefully they're listening at home. and I'm an aspiring mom of humans.
Beautiful. I absolutely love that. So, so good.
Yeah. I'm Aaron Saba, and where am I looking?
You can look wherever you want to look.
Okay. I'm Aaron Saba, and
look into my eyes.
I am a mom of three. I have a six-year-old, a four-year-old, and a 18-month-old, and I live in Macomb, and my husband's name is Jake. And she already said we co-own a fitness studio and Chaos Collection together. And I love just working with women and helping them through like every stage of their life. Just created a postnatal program.
How mama got a groove back.
I love it. We'll get into where to find you guys on Instagram, websites, all of that stuff at the end of the podcast.
Cool.
But thank you guys so much for sharing. They've also hosted one of the last events that I had back in November. And then we'll give you guys some details as to how you can find all of us at the end of the month. So I would love to know before we dive into like some of the tea, some of the juicy juice, what are you guys most excited about right now in this season?
Ooh.
In life.
Well,
or business.
My first thing that came to my head was to get pregnant.
Yes.
So we should be starting IVF next month. So February 1st. So fingers crossed. That'll be our sixth treatment.
Oh my gosh. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Sending all the vibes
Thanks.
For that.
I'm
excited. We'll get into that
too. To be an auntie.
Yes.
Please.
Yeah.
It's your turn to be auntie. I'm passing the torch.
Yes.
It is the best.
We're so close. I just hit you.
It's okay. It's okay. We're going to get like real weird here. We're very, very close physically.
What am I most excited about? I am excited to continue to grow on what we kind of created in 23 and just see where it goes. We have a lot of opportunities that are happening, and my husband went viral on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Okay, so you have, I'm not on, I have a TikTok, but I don't ever use to, I don't even know how
you're
to
not
use
a TikToker
it. I'm not a TikToker.
I'm trying, man.
Yet, but I feel like that's the next, like I feel so, like I need to get into the TikToking.
You need to start TikTacking, girl.
You need to TikTack it.
I need to start TikTacking. Listen, I love reels. Like I get sucked down the reels hole. Yeah. Like I love to create content. It's just, you know, going over to another app, it's like, it's a lot.
I'm the same way. And for the longest time, I was like, no. And I had that video on Instagram and it got views and stuff. And Sam like was like, you need to post that on TikTok. And I did. And literally within 12 hours, we were over 1 million.
It is so insane.
And it's nothing.
He doesn't have his own account, right?
No. He just like, he is not a social media person. And I'm like freaking out. Barstool Sports legit was in my DMs.
Oh my God.
And I was like crying. Like I was so excited. And he's like, what does that even mean? Like they're not paying us. I'm like, it doesn't matter.
I mean,
it's
they
so
could
cool
at some point. It like could. You get so many, you know, viral videos and start creating, you can monetize off these platforms.
It's just, it's just under 11 million now. Isn't
oh
it?
My gosh.
Isn't
11
sanity?
Million.
Sanity.
Have you noticed any kind of like traction from that either on Instagram or TikTok?
I've gained 6,000 followers.
No, you're at 10,000. Yeah, so 7,000 followers.
Oh my gosh.
From it. And so with TikTok, you can monetize once you hit 10,000.
Got it. Okay.
But I feel like what I'm seeing there is that you can like really be yourself. And Instagram just feels so rigid to me.
Yeah, a little bit more. It's like a little bit more formal. It's like the dressed up version of the platforms, you know?
Yeah, it's everybody's highlight. And I'm like not really always into that. And I feel like
so TikTok is like the place to be. Like if you just want to show up as a hot mess and not even like I'll show up as a hot mess on Instagram. I don't really care. But like it's a little bit more like personal on TikTok.
You can like say whatever you want and people are like, yeah. With Instagram, it's like everybody's offended at everything, you know?
That is very, I have noticed that, especially within the last couple of months. Like I won't even comment certain things. I'm like, I don't even have the energy
to even respond
to something like this. Mm-hmm. Even if I feel strongly, I just have to protect my own energy and not move forward in commenting or saying something just because I don't have the time and the energy to move forward in doing that.
Well, I guess that's any social media, right? I mean, they're always going to have those people.
That's true.
And the bigger you get, the more haters you get.
Also true. But the more love you might get.
Yeah.
Or the more love your husband might get at this point. Yeah. Do they like want, so do like people funny. Want more?
They want more Jake.
Yeah. And I tried. I was going to like do a segment with just Jake and he's like, I don't want to be on video. And I'm like, I hate you so much right now because
you
got to
give the people what
me.
You want though. Like the people want
that's
it.
That's what I
Give the people what they want. They want the husbands. Like, I can't even on Instagram, anything that I post with Jeremy in it, people just like lose their shit. I'm like, hello, here's me like creating content 24 hours
like
a day.
Like so much value.
I spend like 3 hours editing this thing. Not really 3 hours.
Like, oh, nice shoes.
It's like, oh yeah, right? I'm like, so much content and value went into this post. And like Jeremy walks by and they're like, yay. I'm like, my God, you guys can please. But he's on social though. He does have a social.
Presence.
He's just husbands, unfiltered.
They run away from the camera.
Both of them.
Oh yeah.
They're not into it.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. But if you meet Jake in person, he's the most like outgoing. Like you would meet him and think that he's like destined to be a star, and he just doesn't want anything to do with it.
Mm. Maybe you can just like
I'm
secretly
trying.
Record him doing something funny.
Oh, I've been trying. I've been trying. I'll do like jokes and I'll just record it. I'll do dad jokes and he'll be like, that was so dumb. So dumb.
Do like a montage of all of that and then you compile it together. Ooh. And then it's like you get to see the reel like behind the scenes.
Oh, you could do those reels that they scare.
Oh my gosh.
No, because then he would start scaring me.
Do you
and
scare
then
easily? Because I'm the worst.
I crack up at
you
these
laugh?
Videos.
Okay.
I fucking
do you
love...
get scared easy or you just think
I
it's
mean...
funny?
Yeah, I do. I'm not going to lie and say I don't know. I'm skittish.
My husband cannot even walk by me without me jumping out of my seat.
Oh,
like he
really?
Did it to me yesterday. He'll come up to me at a party and like put his hand on my butt. I'll like back like Helga from like Hey Arnold. I'm like Helga.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh my God. that I, it's like, it really is like a nervous system response. Like, yeah. It's part of that. And I'm like, man, I got to figure out this like scaring stuff. Cause like even my kids will come up to me and I'm like, I can't.
Dude, in the same exact
so
way.
Funny. So I'm glad my husband hasn't seen that trend. Cause like he may try to make something of it. And I would, that's what my viral post would be probably, is me getting scared, not any of the content or value that
honestly,
I deliver.
You know, it's like the best part. Cause people get to see the real you.
Yeah. That is true. Yeah. And that's what I feel like I would like about TikTok is that you can like just be a little more unhinged.
Yeah, so truly.
Like
it
part
is.
Part of like my vibe going into 24 is like unhinged.
All right. So, you know, goal operation, get Mallory on TikTok.
Yeah. I have a TikTok. I just changed my username because it was like something lame from like 3 years ago. And then I just changed it. I'm like, maybe I should get on this platform. I don't know.
Just repurpose your content. Come on.
I will. Smarter. And you can just,
put it out.
These are things that I know. And I'm just like, meh, I don't know.
How long did I preach about this to you?
I know.
I
for
like
so
it.
Long.
Because you're on TikTok. You're on TikTok.
I was.
You love TikTok.
I'm
not on
TikTok
anymore.
I am on TikTok.
You are on TikTok.
I just don't post that much.
Okay. You don't post. But you are. You have a lot of YouTube content though, right?
Yes.
Do you love YouTube
yes.
just as much?
I like TikTok better than YouTube.
Okay.
Sorry, YouTube.
Love well, you. I know YouTube's like long form.
Yeah, but they're pushing TikTok or they're pushing YouTube Shorts. And
which
so,
is like TikTok videos.
And yeah. I heard they're pushing now more long form that's going to go on Instagram.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know, find a happy medium. Medium
yeah.
length videos.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they really are. They're going more towards medium length videos for sure. And the longer videos, it's like even, I wouldn't doubt Instagram comes out with something. I just sent you that the other day with Brock Johnson.
I watched that same thing.
So they're getting longer and I'm like, I don't doubt it. Because I'll sit and watch somebody's video for longer now.
Yes,
and I do.
Who was I listening to? And this is not where we were going with this episode, but I also love it because it's super relatable for like anyone who's on social media, whether you're creating or consuming.
Yeah.
Is that I was listening to, I don't remember whose podcast it was. They were talking about with the short form content, like being so quick, it actually takes more brain power because you have to figure out if you want to swipe or comment or like move the, like if you can listen to a long form, you can actually settle in and actually like get more value instead of like these quick 7 second videos.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I could see that.
Like
that's like a podcast
though. You know, a lot of people are used to like quick and like
Amazon culture,
and then move, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. But I do love Brock Johnson. If you guys don't follow him over on Instagram, he gives all like the hacks and tips and prediction trends and all of those things. So, all right, I will get on TikTok.
Yes.
Maybe this will be the first
all right,
TikTok
we're all,
post.
We're
is
all
like
gonna,
our
got
content
new followers
from here.
And us.
Yep.
All right,
new
I
followers.
Think I maybe have not even 100 followers, maybe 200, maybe 50.
It's
I don't
so
know.
Easy
just be prepared
to grow.
Because the things that go viral on TikTok are gonna just blow your mind. Like the reason I have the followers that I do on TikTok is because I put my dog in sunglasses and made him.
But your dogs
rave,
are so cute.
And boom, like 6,000 followers from it. It's
my gosh.
You go fat. You get followers so fast on TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's keeping them engaged though, and having them.
That's the hard part.
So I'm just gonna repurpose all my Instagram stuff and just
you
throw it out of there.
You should throw it there, and then
I saved all my videos.
Start filtering in like random day in the life, like our
random.
That's what I'm doing today.
Random scares.
No.
Jeremy, if you're listening to this,
now that everyone
is so excited for your scaring,
we're gonna get home, and all of our husbands are gonna scare us.
Now that everyone hears this on the show, people are just be like scaring me at events and shit. I'm gonna like. Lose my mind. Too much to edit out. We're gonna leave it. I scare quickly, but we'll leave it at that. Whatever.
Okay.
All right. I will try TikTok, and maybe we'll put all of this content on TikTok.
Love.
Get a little unhinged.
Yes.
A little unhinged.
That's the jam.
A
I love
little
unhinged.
Unhinged.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good era to get into.
Yeah.
For 2024.
In my little unhinged era.
Yeah. Maybe a lot.
Maybe a lot of unhinged.
Like a lot of extra and a lot of unhinged.
I support that
because I feel like you know. Especially like Instagram is a more polished version of being out there. Like if we could just add a little more
TikTok.
I've never been
fucking polished. Like, can I just be very frank?
Yes, you can be frank. That's the baseline
no,
of these episodes
Aaron,
is very frank.
No, I would say I would disagree with that because you are, if you meet Erin, she is very polished on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a nice car, nice house, nice
yep.
kids, very,
yep.
very handsome husband. You have everything, right? And then she starts talking and you're like, oh, shoot. Like
yeah,
this girl.
You get in my car and you're like, what the fuck are you listening to?
And then it's like a whole new world, a whole nother
yes.
side of Erin.
Yeah,
like,
oh. I just, you know.
With me, you see, you get what you see. I mean, I've got messy hair and a dirty.
Your hair looks great today.
And thank
know,
you.
Yes,
I do miss my extensions though.
But you don't barely even need it. Like
your
hair is so nice and
long.
Thanks, guys.
But it does give you like that fuller.
Have you taken yours out though? Because it's listen.
When I get my hair extensions taken out, when they move them up, I'm like, shield my eyes from the mirror. Because number one, the mirror at the salon. Have you ever seen that meme where it's like that dinosaur in the mirror that like is like bald?
I know exactly.
When you like get your hair washed, when you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, this is the troll that I look like with my hair washed at the salon. Like especially if you don't have your makeup done that day. And I'm like, oh girl, like please, my gosh, like no, this is not the look. But yes, I do the same thing when my hair extensions come out. I'm like, put them in as fast as possible. Yeah. And I'm just going to shield my eyes from the mirror.
That was quite the experience.
Yeah, but your hair, you couldn't even tell. Well, like your hair still looks just as good.
Thanks, guys.
It does.
Just as good. Thanks. But I can relate to you because a lot of people say that about me as well, of what you're saying. It's like the outer, you know, it looks like all everything is
put
great.
Together. Yeah.
But then you actually get in there and you're like, oh, shit. Yeah. Ooh, I like this. But like, I only keep that for like the very... You know what I mean? Like
you have to be invited in.
It's like the smaller circle.
I don't know. I guess I'm kind of...
Depends if there's drinks involved.
Yeah, I'm
worse. Are there tequila shots?
Yeah.
There could be. We didn't take any before this.
No.
You guys got to drive home.
That'd be part two.
We can do a second parter. And
it'd be a slumber party.
I could not... I couldn't tell you the last time I had tequila, so that probably wouldn't be ideal.
Yeah. You say, oh, good.
I mean, I could have a glass of organic wine, maybe two.
That's all I can have, or else
I feel like garbage the next day.
I mean, what's the point? Of course you're going to feel like garbage.
I know. I don't want to feel like garbage. Maybe that's the unhingedness that I need for 2024. It's like extra unhinged and hungover the next day.
I actually recently discovered organic wine, and it's a game changer.
It is.
You don't get a hangover. You feel great the next day.
I'm
like, what is this?
I know.
Okay, but what flavors? Like, because I'm very bougie with my wine choices.
Mine was Chardonnay that I had.
White?
Oh, yeah. I like Cab.
They have red.
I know.
Aveline has a red, and you can get it locally. Yeah. Okay. It's Cameron Diaz's brand.
Ooh.
So fancy.
Well, she is organic.
I feel like she's organic. Like,
like healthy.
At least like crunchy like.
Yeah.
So yeah, she made this wine. It's called Aveline. There's red, white, and rosé.
Okay.
And there are a couple other brands that I've tried as well that are good.
I mean, when I was pregnant, I tried those non-alcoholics and good
That's what I've been.
I don't think that's the same.
It's not the same.
No, I would agree. Like if I'm going to have a glass of wine, I'm going to have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Like I would not do it just for the taste, but that's me. Cause I'm not like a huge wine drinker.
Yeah.
A couple times a year, I'll have a couple glasses of organic
wine. Get a little
wine.
Wild.
Yeah.
Get a couple times a year.
I know. I don't drink often.
Yeah.
You know, like my husband's sober, you know, 17 years.
Yeah. I guess that makes a difference.
That sure does. You know?
Yeah. We don't.
We're bringing bad influences on her.
No, I will. He loves when I have a glass or three of wine. So I will just say that. So
don't give us a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. Next time I'm bringing one.
Aaron's coming in with the tequila, the boombox.
We actually,
Oh,
I love a boombox. We actually have a shit ton of alcohol in our house because people bring it to us as gifts.
Oh, that's so nice.
So I have like, I don't know, what's the good tequila? Like there's like a, it's like white.
Class Azul.
I don't know.
The ceramic with the blue.
No, it's not that one. Okay. It's somebody else that's, so I don't remember. I'll show it to you before we leave and you tell me if it's good because somebody said it was good. Okay. So I bought it to have it.
To have it here.
So we've talked about TikTok and tequila.
And tequila.
Hey.
Yes.
Cool.
However, I mean, I love an entertainment factor of a podcast as well because like we'll get into the juice. We'll get into the juice, the tea. I don't know. I don't know what the TikTokers say now.
What
is that a thing?
Saying nowadays?
Like the juicy juice, like the juicy details.
Don't look at me. I don't know.
I don't know. You guys are TikTok experts now.
Oh, well.
You went viral, so your husband
me,
went viral.
My husband.
Your account went viral. Either way.
Yeah.
So either way.
Technically, your kids went viral. Your kids were the ones that really
Their faces weren't in it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the back of their heads.
I know.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
It's another challenge, too. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have to talk about that, but.
What's the challenge?
Like being on social and like people knowing your kids.
Yeah.
Because even like, cause I put my kids on Instagram or even my stories and stuff. And like, we've gone places and people, or my mom took, you know, the girls out and somebody will message me on Instagram and be like, I saw your kids.
Ooh, yeah.
It's like, ooh, you know, it just makes you think, but I am who I am. I don't know.
Yeah. It's hard. I don't share my kids' faces on social. That's just, I mean, since Ryder was one, so like eight, he'll be 10.
Which I respect that
year.
So much.
It's hard though. You know, like my close friends, I have close friends on Instagram. So like, you know, the select handpicked people, we'll see them. But my anxiety is so high when it comes to that. I'm just like, I don't know, man.
I have no idea how I'll feel. I feel like that will be a hard decision.
Yeah.
Right. Because you've done it since the beginning. But it wasn't really a thing when Stella was born. Like,
yeah.
To not
now
how old
they're
talking
about
now?
Like stealing their, using AI.
I know.
And
that's the thing. There's a whole rabbit hole. to go down about girl. That if you haven't gone down the hole.
No, I have. Okay. And I was very much questioning my whole life's purpose at that point.
Yeah.
Like Pizzagate.
I go deep into the gates.
Oh, God.
All of the gates.
You can't.
Guys, I need a glass of wine.
We won't go that deep. Yeah. Maybe we'll save that for like podcast after dark with the wine and tequila. Ooh, we'll get into like some good ones.
Yeah.
We'll get in some other things that, whatever. I love where this podcast is going anyway, but I would like to get into some of the stuff because we were messaging yesterday and kind of talking before we started recording the show. Mm-hmm. Regarding, especially because we're coming into a new year, it's January. So whenever you're listening to this, it's applicable in any season of your life, no matter what the actual season is that if you're going through something challenging within your life that has felt like it's almost overcome your identity, and how you've navigated that and become really aware. Because what I've noticed is for a lot of people, and it's mostly women listening on this show, but I'll say women and people in general, that some of these things, and you'll have to let me know where you found yourself on this scale, is that sometimes it's like a slow build and you don't even realize these things are taking part of your identity. And in other circumstances, it's more of like, this thing happened, now I have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to kind of get into both of that different perspective on what you guys do in situations like that and how you kind of navigate through it.
Yeah. You want me to start?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Well, actually, we had brought this subject up yesterday because
it was a year.
Yeah. So yesterday was 1 year ago, my mom passed away, and that was, and then the end of this month. So at the end of January, that'll be 3 years since my dad's passed away. So lost both my parents and within the last 3 years. And so anyway, I was looking back and, you know, like you opened Facebook or Instagram, it shows you memories. Mm-hmm. And one of the memories that popped up was like me flexing next to my Peloton, and I was all jacked and like tan and, you know, and I was like, who is that person? And it was before I lost my parents. And I'm like,
Or had eyebrows.
We'll talk about that
too. I'm going to lighten up the mood.
We'll keep it both. And so I looked at myself and I go, I don't even know who that is. Like, and for a second, like that really brought me down a few notches. And I was like, whoa, like moving through some deep stuff, right? And I was actually talking to Aaron's sister, and she's like, it's because that's not who you are anymore. Like you have gone through some huge life transitions, and you are such a different person, and you have to stop looking at that as a bad thing. And I'm like, whoa, like just kind of like open my eyes, because I think so often we get caught up in our day to day and in our lives that we just like these things just keep happening and you just keep moving forward, because the world doesn't stop when you go through grief. The world doesn't stop when you go through something big. So it's like you kind of just keep pushed along. I think of it like if you're in a crowd of people and you stop, like the crowd doesn't stop around you. They keep going.
Yeah.
And so I was looking at it and I'm like, dang, like that's crazy that I didn't even realize it. Kind of like what you said, like looking at myself, I didn't realize how different I was besides the eyebrows and the hair. But yeah. And so I just wanted to bring that subject to light today, because I'm sure those of you guys who are listening and whatnot, so you have experienced something in the last couple of years, especially with COVID only being a couple of years ago. It's like to be able to look back on the pictures, it's like, of course you can look back and be like, I wish I was that size, or I wish I looked like that, or I wish I had this or that. And then it's like, but what about the future? Like what is up next that's going to be even better, or that you can really like allow yourself to let go of in the past in order to step forward into the person that you want to become? And I think I've been so focused on the things that brought me down that like it's hard to realize the potential moving forward.
Yeah.
And so I just thought that was a really cool point to kind of make up as we're going through into a new year, 2024, can't believe it.
Yeah.
And like what kinds of things can we allow ourselves to really step into and become?
Yeah. Well, I think too, like one of the things to acknowledge is like when you're in the thick of it, you know, it's hard to just like go, 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 because like it's like a push and pull. Mm-hmm. Like you're trying to do something, you're trying to continue on, you're trying to, you know, do what you've always done. And then having such a big, you know, thing happen, it's like, I can't, you know. So if there are people too that are really struggling there, like I think you did it so gracefully, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I obviously know you so personally. So I was there throughout all of it, and just I can't imagine being that and still having to show up, still having to like put on a smile and like do the business that we do, and people asking you every second, how are you?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, don't even talk to her. Like, just don't look at her. Don't make eye contact.
Yeah.
Like, how can I support you? And it's like, just leave me alone and let's just like live life.
Yeah. Well, I think that's one of the questions that I get asked often is like, how do you do it, right? Like, how do you continue to show up? And we're talking about social media and TikTok and all of these things, and you grow these big ass followings, and then something catastrophic happens in your life and you're like, I don't want to show up today. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk to these people. I don't want to post a pretty picture on Instagram or do this reel because
or write
that's
this caption.
Yeah. Or that's in my content calendar. Like, fuck the content calendar, right? Like, and the way that I did it, I just started looking at it as like, this is my number one passion in life is helping others, helping women feel their most happiest and confident version of themselves. So how can I serve in this way? And I kept thinking like, I can't serve right now. The only person I can serve is myself. So I started talking like I was talking to myself. Like literally I would be giving myself pep talks, or I'd be giving myself grace or time off or whatever. And I would share that. And in that, like I was able to find so many meaningful connections, people that they'll literally, they'll be behind my back like at all times. Like they'll always be standing by my side because they were navigating through that with me. If I didn't share that, it wasn't that I was ever looking for sympathy or people to like, oh, I feel so bad for you or so sorry. I actually hate that kind of stuff. But what I loved was being able to showcase to people like, it's okay that you're on your kitchen floor right now crying and tomorrow will be better. Mm-hmm. But right now, let yourself sit in that. And I would be letting myself sit in that and I'd have to show that to people. Mm-hmm. And just starting to like, just look at social media in such a different way and look at what my impact was in such a different way. I think it really just opened my eyes to like, this whole presence online isn't about what you're giving to other people. It's like what you're doing for yourself, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, I think that's incredibly important and really amazing that you were able to take that time in your life and share from a place of, I don't want to say service because it's not like you're doing this for other people. No. It's very much heart-centered for yourself, but showing the people that there's light in this as well. And it's not, even if you are going through something really heavy, that number one, you're not alone. And because I truly believe that vulnerability is one of the highest forms of connection that mm-hmm. you can make with somebody. So being able to share that, I think is really incredible that there's people out there that you can turn to, because even when I had postpartum really bad after my first, which was 9 years ago now, and there was nothing like that. Like I felt so alone. Yeah. There was, you know, however many years, 2014, like there wasn't social media like there was today. Yeah. Yes, there was Instagram and Facebook, but like I would just Google these things and I'm like, I feel like I'm completely alone. Mm-hmm. I don't know what this is. I don't know what these feelings are. So now that there's so many support groups, I think it's truly remarkable for so many women, especially to be able to turn to people in their circles. And even if you're not even in, you can look, if you're in China, it doesn't matter. You can find you, you know, online and be able to see these things. I think it's truly powerful that you were able to share from that place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think too, like even with starting my YouTube channel, I was like, I was telling Aaron and I are very much like, go, go, go. Like we are always having to do something else. We always
generators.
Have to create something else.
I was going to ask what your human design is.
Yes, both of us are generators. Okay. So we're just like, you couldn't tell that from when we
I
walked
mean,
in.
She I don't like to make assumptions.
Me a picture of Forrest Gump running like this and it's like, this is you, slow down.
I'm like, breathe, Aaron, breathe. At lunch today, I'm like, shut your computer.
I was like working, like taking a bite, and she's like, Aaron, just give yourself
that's why she spelled
minutes.
The last name wrong.
Oh, yes, yes. 100%. Yes, Jeremy's a generator too, so I'm very familiar with y'all's generator energy.
Yeah, like we're just always go, go, go. And I was like, I told Aaron, I'm like, I'm dying. Like, yes, I'm grieving the loss of some big, huge things in my life, and my parents, but I have to still like fuel my creative powers. Mm-hmm. Like I still have to like be creative in some way. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I need to do something. I got to create. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start filming myself doing workouts and I'll post them on YouTube.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I literally won't even coach. I'll just like film myself. So I started off with like these little small videos of me stretching on my back porch because that's all I could get myself to do. And then slowly that turned into like feel good workouts, which I then created the Revive program that I do now. That's for anybody that's just going through a hard time but wants to move their body. And I was like, so many times you can't just get up and lift weights or go to a boot camp class. It's too hard. True. And so that like really started giving me fuel to like, okay, I can't necessarily go and teach like a full fitness class right now, but I can film myself working out. And I just started going with it with YouTube. And I mean, now I'm over a year into it. It's been so much fun.
Oh, that's so awesome. It's like you're meeting people where they are from where you are, which I think, especially now, like we're so freaking busy. And then to make something like unobtainable to go do all the things and you need all the equipment. It's like, it's beautiful that you have a digital space and that you have a physical space that you can just show up, that you don't have to know how to do anything. You just show up and then you're led.
You get told
on how to
what to do.
Do anything. And that's what I loved about my fitness studio when I owned it too. It's like, you could just show up and then exist and somebody will tell you what to do.
We even like doing that on our own, just coming to our own studio and making other people work us out. We're like,
it takes so much pressure off of it. Like I do love to go to the gym. I love to lift heavy and all of the things, but there's something about a group fitness class or even like a workshop that you just get to go and turn your brain off for a minute and just be guided and shown what to do. I think it's freaking amazing. I love it. My next question would be, in this process, this is for both of you guys as well, because I know, you know, we're all going through stuff, no matter what season of life that you're in, is what kind of support systems have you found that you really feel aligned with as far as either female friendships or maybe it's a partner or finding people in the community? What has really helped you move through this season?
I think just like really leaning into anything and everything that brought me joy, you know? I struggled with my last baby, so it's nothing like what Sam's experienced, but like
don't compare.
I know, but like losing a sense of you. Like my husband and I were done having kids, and I don't want to say that she, you know, was accidental, but we weren't planning it, right? And so she happened to come into our lives, and I was not happy. You know, I was in therapy, like all of that, because I felt so guilty for not wanting to be pregnant. And it was just like this awful feeling. And I was like, man, I don't like this person. I don't like my thoughts, you know. And so once I had her, everything shifted, thankfully. But I really struggled with the idea of having another kid. And so for me, it was like, I knew I needed to do things to like take care of myself and like bring that light, that spark, that happy back. And so instead of focusing all the time on taking care of everything or, you know, working, I'm tend, you know, to like just, oh, I'm crying. Okay. What do I need to focus on in my business right now in order for me to take my mind off of this, you know? So instead of just doing that, what I've always done, I'm trying and I'm still working through stuff, you know, and just trying to really do things that, and be around people that like make me happy and knowing who doesn't and protecting that.
Yeah. And that's, I thank you for sharing that, because from sitting on the sidelines and watching you go through finding out that you were pregnant with a third and you know, it's not easy in this world right now to say that you're not necessarily happy that you're pregnant, right? Because
especially
I mean, there's people
seeing
like me.
You who are trying so hard to have a baby, and I just
I think
have
that,
a drunken night like that. Like I feel guilty, you know.
Yeah, but at the same time, there are so many people that feel that same way that that take the pregnancy test and they're like, "Oh shit,"
yes,
right? And then once Cece was born, you guys literally Sienna changed my life, right? Because she came into this world and like we saw her and I like feel like I'm like a part of her life. Like, but we saw her and it was like, it all made sense. And I had actually never really wanted to be a mom until I met Cece. And I was like, I need a baby right now. Like she's so cute. And her spirit, like, I don't know, that little girl, we're going to listen back to this podcast one day and she's going to be like some famous little girl or something. Cause she's just, she's got such special. A spirit to her and she's special. And I think like, but just watching you navigate through that from being like, I don't want this to, like, okay, it's happening. Mm-hmm. And then now she's here. You just, like, melted. Mm-hmm. And you fell exactly into the place that you were supposed to be.
Yeah.
Which was a beautiful mom of three, you know, and being able to see them, like, all interact with each other. Now they're so cute. And I think it's so empowering and inspiring to women out there that whether you have babies or not, it's like, pushing through those really hard times, there is that happy ending. It's coming.
It's coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's coming. For sure.
Even if it's really, really rocky.
And even if it's not what you envisioned or, like, had planned for your life goal or whatever, like, just finding peace and knowing that even though it's not the direction where you wanted it to be, like, this is still an amazing place to be, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, thank you. Just like Sam said, thank you for sharing that, because I think that's one of the most relatable things mm-hmm. for women out there is that, oh shit, quote unquote, this thing happened. Mm-hmm. And especially with women and motherhood and all of the different changes we go through in life, like men, they can't cut it. Like they could not handle,
no.
in my opinion, like I love my husband, but like the shit we go through.
The man cold.
I don't have the man colds. Mine is really good about it. He doesn't get sick. God. Like he doesn't, I don't know. He's like in a, like,
probably because he doesn't drink.
This crazy yeah. person. Yeah. He doesn't, but like men could never, like they just couldn't, like no. what we go through. And then even to be able to talk about it and bring it into this space for other women to hear, I think is one of the most powerful and relatable things, because so many of us have these thoughts, mm-hmm. but a lot of times there's not the space to ever bring it out.
Yeah.
Because again, like you were talking about the guilt that we go through mm-hmm. and like, we've gone back and forth, you know, about a third, and I'm just like, I like my life so much,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that.
And there's not, you become like almost attached to an identity that you have. And I'm sure you had to do, I don't want to assume anything, but like I had to do a lot of identity work with myself after I had both of my kids, because mm-hmm. coming from the fitness world and then I was competing for over 7 years. I'm like, oh
my
gosh.
You got to get your body
like,
back.
Oh,
you got to look
oh,
a certain
girl,
way.
It was intense. I competed 7 months and 11 months after both pregnancies.
Nope.
And it was like, it was insane.
What?
Like, yeah.
Seven months
after
seven
my first.
Months?
What? After Ryder. Yeah. I was.
How?
I think I had to lose about 60 some pounds because I gained like 50, 55 during pregnancy plus another 15 pounds I had to lose to get onto stage for the first one. And it's like, I went immediately into, you know, like fight, flight or freeze. I'm like, what am I going to do? I have no time for feelings. I'm just going to push through. Like
oh,
I went to therapy.
You are
you know?
Such a different person.
Oh girl. Oh I gosh. Know.
Wow.
I know.
You would never see that's the unfolding it's, of you.
It's
you would
insane.
Never know.
You're
like when
a
you
beautiful
look back,
butterfly.
Isn't it? So like, I look back at that season. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I don't know how I did that yeah. twice.
Like
twice.
If you, so I know this is about us, but like, what would you say to somebody like going through stuff like that mm-hmm. and they don't see this new version of themselves yet? Like yeah. what would be that advice? Like you looking back at the stuff that you put yourself through, mm-hmm. like, well, how do you feel about that now?
You know, and I've worked with a lot of coaches and mentors that I've been in containers with that have, you know, helped me in this aspect, because there's one way to look at things where it's like, and you see this happen a lot where people like spiritually bypass shit all the time, meaning like that happened for you. You're stronger before it. Yes. And like all of those things did happen. Yes. I'm a stronger person. However, I had to go back and actually identify those feelings, because mm. our body holds everything. So a lot of the guilt and shame I was feeling around that mm-hmm. of like, I was working out 2 times a day and I wasn't with my baby as much as like all of that stuff, it's still in there.
Yeah.
And that all needs the space to be able to come out and to process it. And that's why somatic work is so beautiful. But I know I did what I needed to do in that space for my own mental health. Even though it's not something I would necessarily do today, mm-hmm. in that season, 9 years ago, who I was, that version needed that in order to move past all of what I was going through. Mm. Because I did have so many unprocessed feelings and emotions that I channeled it into fitness and prepping, which again, now would I do that? Probably not, because I have a lot of other tools and I'm just in a completely different season of my life than yeah. wanting to step on stage again. However, I am very thankful for what I was able to do, because for me at that time, it was one of the healthiest things that I probably could yeah. have done, because I channeled all of that energy into something
and there
that
could have
really
been much worse
helped
things.
Me. Yes, there could have been, you know, and of course, yes, I took it to the extreme. I competed in over 10 shows, 7 months postpartum. Like, that was extreme, you know, like it was extreme.
You guys can't see our faces right now, but we're like, yeah, blown away.
It was intense. And then I got pregnant with my second one, you know, intentionally. And then 11 months after that, did it again. Cause I'm like, well, this is the pattern that I know. This is what I'm familiar with. I know I can do it. So I moved forward and did it. But also with competing, that has to be like 100% of your focus. Yeah. And so I was in network marketing at the time as well. And it was like, now I have two kids. I'm like, this is becoming a little bit crazy. Like, I can only split my energy in so many places. Yeah. So I dropped the network marketing. That's when I was leaving my studio. I gave the ownership, you know, to the other co-owner, who's a fabulous person. And then I just went in all into coaching at that point. Cause I'm like, I can't compete and give 100% to that. And also really pursue what I know my big vision is, which is leaning into this level of work. But I mean, you got to honor what you're going through in the time. Like, if I can look back, like, I really did honor myself, cause that's what I knew at the time to do. Mm-hmm. So it served me in that season, but I mean, it really paved the way. It was part of my divine plan, you know, from whoever the creator is, whoever anyone believes in. But I truly believe, like, that was part of my divine destination and plan to get me to where I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a cool perspective to have, because my thought was like, oh, were you like mentally like just so disconnected?
Yes, yeah. Definitely. There was a lot of aspects of that where I was just like so hyper-focused on competing and the diet plan and the exercise. And there was a lot of other shit going on at that time. Like a lot of relationships were kind of falling off, really personal, close relationships in my life. And we, through that, ultimately also, which was a light in this, saw who our people were, that even though I was going through something so intense, like, they would still be there no matter what I was going through.
Yeah.
And anybody who had a judgment or really like negative, nasty things to say, we just kind of, you know, naturally ended up just, you know, cutting distancing ourselves, you know, which ultimately when you form your circle of people, like, even if you're going through a really hard time, like, that's when people need you the most, you know, and that's who we ended up leaning on in that season, were the ones who were like, we're here for you no matter what you need. Like, you know, and I mean, I was in therapy. I will say that, like, I went to therapy cause I was really on the cusp of postpartum. I didn't take any medication. Not that there's a right or wrong with that, but I was able to kind of navigate through that and come out on the other side, which was very thankful for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Intense season.
It is. Yeah,
it is. Yeah. But worth it, you know, cause truly we wouldn't be sitting here.
Yeah.
Now with you guys and everything that you're doing and all of the evolution of 2024, it's truly awesome to see where everyone is headed.
I know.
In this next season.
Where are we headed?
I don't know.
To space.
I mean, you could be, but I will, cause we're doing good. I want to know, did you guys set an intention or a word of the year? Not like a resolution, but like, you know, like a focus point or really something that you're focusing on.
I said evolution, elevate. Yeah. So just like leveling up in areas of my life and up, like taking the bull by the horns, you know, like going after specific things that I know I want, because I am an achiever, but I'm like a silent go-getter.
What's your Enneagram? Do you know?
I'm a
Are you a three?
Three. Yeah.
I'm a three too.
Yeah. And, I hate competition.
I'm the opposite. I love competition.
Okay. Yeah. But so like I silently like do things, you know, but like why? I should be, you know, not like bragging, but I should be talking about like accomplishments and things and be really proud. And I have a really hard time with that. I'm always on to, okay, but what's next?
Yeah.
I'm still not a millionaire yet. Like what's next, you know?
Yeah, I feel like so many people can relate to that. I was like that for a very long time because it's like I'm also an Enneagram 3. So it's like, cool, what's next?
Yeah.
Like I did the thing. Now that's how I was with competing. I'm like the day of my show, I'd be planning my next show.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's great. I just won. But like, what's next? Because I got to do even better. Like, but you know what I mean? Like there was always more to achieve. And there really is some power in allowing yourself to sit in it, even if it's really uncomfortable. Cause that's like the discomfort for Enneagram threes is like, I'm going to actually celebrate myself a little bit and like honor this and give myself some space to feel it.
Yeah.
Because it's really uncomfortable
for us
to feel things sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah.
She helps me with this. But yeah, that's definitely something I'm working through and on to constantly. Mm-hmm. And being proud of the things that I've accomplished because I still feel like I'm not there yet, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
even though like, if you look at what we've accomplished, it's incredible, right? Mm-hmm. And if this were somebody else or my best friend, I'd be like, you've done so much. And like thinking how I would speak to a friend.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing uh-huh. this. Like picking all the things that I'm not doing that I know that I want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think for this year is more paying attention, being proud of things, celebrating yeah. myself and like really like elevating me and like being okay to show up like really freaking authentic. And if that means like showing my new purse or my shoes really proudly, like then so be it.
Yeah. It's like intentional celebration.
Yeah.
You know, like really yeah. get intentional and like you can hold her accountable.
Yeah.
You're like
yeah.
together all the time.
And just being like, you know, because I have this little bougie bitch inside me and mm-hmm. I need
she wants to come out and play.
She is. She's coming. She's
I there. Love that because I also have that part of me. And that's one of my favorite parts. I'm like, fuck yes, more please. Like that's,
more. Yeah. yeah. Like who doesn't want more joy? Feel really good in everything, in every mm-hmm. area, in your career, in your physical health, your financials, like all of that is so important. And I feel like a lot of people just focus in on one area. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, I want the best of all things.
Yeah.
And I deserve it.
I want it all.
Yes. Yeah. And you can have it all.
And yeah. I can.
Who says you can't?
Yeah. Nobody.
You can. Share it on Instagram
God made
and
me
TikTok.
This way for a reason.
That's exactly. Damn straight. He made you that way for a reason, girl. Yes. Yes. You wouldn't have all these things in your life like if you weren't meant to embrace them.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I look at it. Like, yeah. we're meant to share these things and to show up more authentically as who we are mm-hmm. because, like, it's you're shining that light for other people.
Yeah, sure. You're like leading the way for people to, mm-hmm. to be themselves, you know, mm-hmm. when I hope that by me showing up messy and swearing and gross on social media and talking about like the poop chronicles with my toddler, like I hope that's so, you know, inspiring for other people. And obviously I want humor. I want to make people laugh too. But like I want people to know like, this is real life and it's okay to talk about it. And like, you're not the only one like dealing with poop on your chair. Like,
yeah,
it sucks.
Yes. That does suck.
Yeah, yeah.
Truly.
But it like brings you down to level, yes. you
yes.
know,
it's
and I feel
relatable and it's funny and people can see themselves within you.
Yes.
Which is like when I follow people on social media, like that's one of my favorite things to see is like, you know, when you see celebrities like, oh, they're just like us. Like, you know,
yeah.
it's like you watch people. I don't care who it is. It could be, you know, your friend on Instagram. Like either way, you're watching them through a lens. So it
yeah.
seems like you're connected, but also distant in the same way. Mm-hmm. But then like you see people in real life, you're like, I know everything about
yeah.
you. However,
yeah.
I don't
so many
really
people.
Know you.
Yeah.
You know, so like, do I say something? But it's like the more connection you can create across the screen, I think it's bad, which is like, part of the name of this podcast, like permission to,
yeah,
like you're giving these women and other women permission to do and show up and be however
as they
want to be, because
yeah.
that's what we really want more of, you know, it's just more of that.
More
it's
real.
Exactly. Yeah. You want more of the real, real, like,
yeah,
I love a put together post and like a photo shoot
of
moment
course.
Like
yeah.
we all do. But like the real stuff is like the relatable stuff. And that's where I'm like, that's what I want. And that's where I want to be. And it's
yeah.
hard sometimes to, like remember that
mm-hmm.
to be able to create that because we live in our lives. So it's just second nature to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you invite somebody else in via social, you're like, oh yeah, I am doing some things that like are either relatable or interesting that other people might want to see.
Yeah.
And that's when a lot of like the engagement comes to because you have that connection factor.
Yeah.
Which I love. You
well,
just forget
like
about
it
sometimes.
I thought it was so weird. Like I started hanging out with my neighbors more, which I love them. And we had a dinner one night and we were drinking and one girl said that somebody like reached out to her and was like, oh my God, you're hanging out with Aaron Sabat. Like, not like I'm a famous person
local
at all.
Celeb.
You know what I mean? Like, it's silly. And she's like, is she like the same person in real life? And I'm like, how would I fake that?
How would I
fake that? Like, of course yeah. I'm the same person. Like, what does that even mean?
Right?
And
it's
I was
all
like,
a persona.
So taken aback by that. Like, no, you think I'm acting? Like,
Some people do.
Telling a story people, about what happened to my daughter. Do. Like, no. Some like, people this do. Is real.
Yeah. I've had really that happen before.
I mean, people do that?
And I mean, I don't know these people because I'm like not, be friends with I'm not people. Friends with those people. Everyone I see, they're like exactly who they are. Yeah. You know? But I'm sure it's out there, you know? It's got to be.
I mean, I just remember the heartbreak that I had from Rachel Hollis and her husband.
Yeah.
And yes. When they got divorced and they had the relationship podcast. I'm like, these yes. are goals. And then they're yes. like, we're getting divorced.
Yeah. I took that pretty hard. I did too. Way harder.
I was listening to her every single week.
Because they did their yeah. Instagram lives and yeah. then they had their like the podcast. And then all of a sudden I heard that news and I was just like.
You're liars.
Oh my gosh.
You lied to me.
But I, at the same time, I think that's, you know, it, you put out there this image, right? And then you have to like
backtrack.
Yeah. And it's, yeah. it's hard. I don't think it's a bad thing the way that they came out with it or what they did or anything.
Yeah.
It's
just, I mean, no, in that season, maybe whatever they were going through was true to them in that yeah. moment. You know, we're not in the inner workings of their lives, but like when you see things like that, you're just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
like
it was heart. Like,
but I thought
it was
you
so
were,
sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I was so sad for that. It was,
but yeah,
sad
no. Moment. So I try and be the same person. Regardless of where I'm at, you know?
Yeah, I see that. I mean, I follow you on Instagram and you're sitting on my couch now. And I feel like you're one in the same.
I mean, we're one sharing a blanket.
We are sharing it. And she just touched my leg, if you couldn't see that.
Screen. Little knee touch.
We're really moving to the next level here. But yeah, I love that. I love that intention. I think it's fabulous. And I can see that for you in 2024. Cool. Like truly, it feels very clean. Yeah. Like a very clean energy I can feel from that. Mm.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Big
I'm
fan.
Just going to be my sweaty, weird self.
That's all we can ever ask for. That's all anybody
that's
wants.
That's all we can ever ask for.
That's all yeah. we would ever want in that situation. What about you? Do you have a word or intention or anything or nothing?
Yeah.
It's cool if you're yeah. like, nah.
You know, I actually am big on like having one word or a theme. And then after being rocked year after year mm-hmm. after year and your theme gets thrown into flames, mm-hmm. you no longer like to give things themes. So I am taking it one day at a time. I like Ooh. The theme of one day at a time. Because you, especially when you're navigating through fertility treatment, mm-hmm. for those of you guys who ever have, it is a roller coaster. And I've been on the entrepreneurial roller coaster for 9 years, and it's nothing compared to this stuff. Like, man, props to anybody who has gone through this 7, 10, 12, however long years you have. Like, even a couple months is hard. And every month you get your hopes up and you mm-hmm. get so excited, then you get let down. And then meanwhile, you're running a business and you're trying to do this. And then you're trying to be a good wife and a good friend. And it's like you can only juggle so much all the time. Right. And so I've really had to start just looking at things as day by day. And I'm sorry to all my friends that like I literally can't make plans because I'm like, no, I have to just one day at mm-hmm. a time. I'll yeah. contact you on Saturday if I can hang out. Like, I just can't. And you know, you don't know how you're going to feel either, you know? And so last year was really about me, especially losing my mom right in the beginning of the year. It was about me like rediscovering who I was as a person, because when you get everything completely stripped down, you have no choice but to like look inward. And working with Lauren all the last 2 years, like I really discovered a new layer of myself that I didn't realize was there. The one that actually likes sitting in her living room and doing mm-hmm. absolutely nothing, or likes yes. going into the woods and going for walks, and like actually has the time to slow down. And so often like her and I have been like, go, 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 that it's like you just block everything out. And if I could just sit and just like actually pay attention to that, the voice is very loud, like, mm-hmm. and she knows what she's talking about. So like, listen. And once I started listening, I was like, oh, this is really where the magic happens. And so this year, I just want to keep listening to that intuition. I want to keep taking things one day at a time and just see what comes up. We're overachievers through and through, and always trying to goal set and always trying to push to the next level and have this amount of money and this many businesses and blah, blah, blah. And we can do that all day. But like, one of the hardest things for us is actually slowing down.
Yeah.
And so just continuing to keep doing that, you know.
I'm like a year behind you on that. Like I'm not in the phase of slowing down yet. I don't feel like I deserve it. Isn't that bad?
You get guilt. She gets guilt when
I
she
do. I have so much stress. Like if somebody were like, you need to sit here without your phone, without anything for one whole day.
That's
like
Lauren,
I would,
Lauren
I'm
going to
put
die.
You in my nervous system regulation chair back here
do
before
it.
You leave.
Literally.
You'll
so,
feel it. It okay. regulates your nervous system.
This is something mm-hmm. that I literally just told her, because I am sick all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because I literally bottle everything up. Mm-hmm. I don't talk about it. I tried therapy multiple times.
Have you read The Body Keeps the Score?
No.
I'm gonna give you a copy of it.
Okay. Do you physically read or Audible?
Yes.
I'm gonna give you.
Don't give her Audible. She'll multitask. All right. She won't listen.
I know we have a copy of it in that color coordinated office. Okay.
Yes, we're gonna go.
I'm gonna give you that.
Okay.
It's a great book. Okay. But absolutely, yes. And it's like, I feel like it's like the majority of women have felt that, because that was me for a fucking really long time. And I'm a projector on human design, so I love to like relax and do nothing. But it really took me a long time to get to that, because there's guilt and then the core wounding of, well, I'm not enough. I'm not deserving enough. I'm not worthy enough to sit here without doing anything.
Yeah.
If I don't do something, am I even worthy of receiving love?
Yes.
And that's because that was a big part of my childhood. So now, like, even like a nervous system response or a trauma response is like, someone comes in the room, you got to get up and make sure you're doing something. Like, that was a big one for me. And I'm like, oh, I have to really do some work around that I am enough sitting here just as I am, that I don't have to be doing something, or there's conditions on the love that I deserve, that I have to do something for somebody else or have to show up the certain way. So it takes like, it's like really like getting to that next layer of who you are, and allowing your nervous systems to start regulating itself without being in fight, flight, freeze, or fawn constantly of like, I gotta do, I gotta go. We're overstimulated. You just need to like, and it's uncomfortable as fuck. So what I would say to that is just, even if it's a minute, start with a minute.
Yeah.
Like, don't be like, here, I'm going to sit here for 18 hours and do nothing, because you are going to go fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And it's going to like end up in the complete reverse of what you want. Like, give yourself 1 minute just to allow yourself to like drop into your body for a second, and then get up and continue with your day.
Yeah.
And then you can continue.
I think this is a whole other episode that we can probably
see. We're going to have to do a part.
We'll
two.
We'll do a part two. Cause now we're getting into my, this is my favorite topic.
Yeah, I mean, I love TikTok, but I love this. Like, way too much for anybody to ever handle, like a lot of childhood trauma.
Oh, it's never way too much for anybody to handle. No. I just recorded a whole podcast on this yesterday.
And I literally, like, I've always just suppressed. And so that's why I hate emotions. I don't like that. I don't want to be weak. Like, I ain't no weak bitch, you know? Yep. So yeah, it's really hard for me.
The belief of being too much for somebody to be able to handle. I had that one too. I still work through that one of like, am I too much? Are these emotions too much? Like,
yeah, I used to get smacked if I was too much.
Oh yeah. Some deep stuff there. Well, we can open that can of worms on the next one.
I don't know about that.
You know, only when your body is saying it's ready to bring that forward.
I'm about to shit my pants. This is enough. No.
All right. We've hit our limit for our deep trauma work for this. This afternoon.
No, I'm open to it. Podcast, I know I need it. Like, that's the thing, is I've come to terms with it. And I think that that's
it'll unfold when it's time.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't force it either, because your body will tell you when it's time to move forward, and that you're ready to work with this thing that's there. And really showing those parts, if you've ever done parts work, is showing those parts and knowing what those parts are. You can name them.
It's I think of a wiener when you say that.
A wiener. You can call it a wiener if you want.
Oh, God.
This part of myself is being very wienery.
The parts.
The parts. I guess I've never thought about it like that.
It's
but now I will.
She's holding that mic.
I am holding a microphone, if you can't see video content, that does look like
a dildo.
Yeah. Like a like a cylinder. Wien?
You guys
cylinder
should have heard what we were saying before we got on the podcast.
Yeah, there's a lot of hand movements and gestures, and like, I can hold it like this. But yeah, now I lost my train of thought of where we were with the wiener mic.
The parts of your body.
The parts, yes, all the things.
Yeah.
Like showing those parts compassion and love, as opposed to guilt and shame and you are bad because you did these things.
Yeah.
And it's like, really comes back always, inner child work, really allowing yourself to sit in your body. Where are the feelings at? What do you need in this moment? Like,
So what do you recommend, like, for somebody? I mean, this is for me and for other people.
So give me advice.
Yeah.
This is your space.
I know I just started doing breath work and stuff, and I did your workshop and that was so amazing. I'm looking forward to the next one. So what other types of things, maybe people aren't open to that yet.
Yeah.
Like, what would you suggest?
And that's okay too. You know, if someone's in a season where they're just like, it ain't for me right now, that's absolutely okay. However, on the flip side of that, like, it's parts of our lives are going to be quote unquote hard. They're going to be challenging. So you have to choose what kind of challenge. Like, of course, growing a business is going to be hard. Of course, working with some of these deeper parts of ourselves is going to be challenging. Like, it's part of the work. It's not called work, you know, for no reason. It's not like breath ease. Like, it's not always meant to be like easy, you know, But it really is just figuring out what it is that you need. And if you're feeling like you're in it alone or somebody else might not understand, like I always recommend finding somebody, whether it is in person or online, or somebody who is in this space, in this line of work, who has some of the tools that they can share with you. Mm-hmm. Because everyone is going to be different. Like every client that I work with one-to-one, it's all individualized and different depending on...
What if we
on...
can't afford you?
Then come to my breathwork workshop. But there is always like breath sound and movement, right? Is the way to move energy through the body.
Yeah.
So any type, you can find breathwork online. There's apps for it. There's like different things on YouTube, different things on Spotify. You can find whole playlists, guided programs that you can, you know, some of them are free, some of them are very inexpensive. It really just is allowing yourself to get clear on what it is you need. So like in this season of your life, yes, you're in a season of growth and expansion, but it also sounds like you're at a point where you're like, there's something there that
this isn't working anymore.
I just recorded on this yesterday. There's a blockage there.
Yeah.
And I can't expand or elevate, even though that's my intention to where I want to go.
That's exactly so where I'm at.
It is
right?
Spot on.
Because of what your body's telling you. Yeah. And you either, for women, a lot of times it's either like in our hips, our root, or like in our chest. Some
or
of us
immunity.
Feel it right here, or your immunity, which is your body just showing you, girl, you better rest or I'm going to keep making you sick because you're not giving me what I need. I know.
Yeah.
Rude.
I know. You can take a nap here if you want before you leave. I'm going to put you in that chair
there's no way.
We go.
I want to go in the chair.
I'm going to put you in the regulation chair. It's going to be great.
No phones allowed.
Yeah, you can't have your phone in it.
Okay. Can you wait? Is it like a pod?
It's right there.
No, the chair.
It's right behind you. It looks like a glorified lounge
wow.
chair. And it regulates your nervous system.
So, well, somebody just, I'm not going to tell you what your Christmas gift is from Nicole.
Oh, I saw it.
But okay. So she bought us a salt thing.
Oh, those are
like
cool.
Like a pod? A float. But that gives me anxiety.
That gives me anxiety too. Because it's
too,
a closed space.
I've heard that it's not.
It's great.
I've never done it
because
we're going.
I can't get my weave wet. Okay. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like I don't want to put a swim cap on.
Oh,
so
why?
I do other
Nobody's going to see you. Because I don't go in it with you.
I mean, I could.
We could go in together.
Can you?
No, I'm not.
We'll
you want to hold hands.
I don't
know. Yeah,
kind of.
I don't like getting wet, whatever way you want to take that. I mean, I don't like getting in a pool.
I don't like getting wet either, but.
Salty wet, I hate even more.
Would it be warm?
I think it's warm.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to shock your system in a freezing cold salt bath.
My doula, this is so way off topic, but I had one of my children were natural birth and I tried doing the bathtub. And I'm like, I fucking hate being wet. Like, get me out of here.
No, I'm going to definitely be. I'm going to be all up in the water.
You're gonna be like a mermaid in the pod. Yeah. Just like
you do. You remind me like a mermaid.
Yeah.
I swear.
You'll vibe
I told
out
you to be a mermaid
for
Halloween, and you didn't.
Well, I was a giant blow up Sheba. I mean, what do you want from me? I think that was. I made so many people laugh that
you
day.
Did.
I think that's better. I absolutely love that.
Wasn't
costume.
That funny?
I was laughing. I also saw one. You shared like a giant bed, like your dog or something, the other day.
Did you see that in my vision board?
I'm like,
oh, you sent it to me.
Yeah, I tagged you.
I know. I shared. Like anytime I see those dogs online, I'm like, I'm tempted to share it with you because I'm like, you've probably seen it, but this is
send me all the Sheba. You guys just flood me. If all anyone's right. watching this, if you ever see Shibas, you just send me them. My biggest life goal, you probably don't even know this.
Oh.
I want to have...
like a farm?
I want to have a Sheba farm.
A
I want to literally have like a house on a ton of property, and I want to have this big kennel thing that we can have just like a million Shibas in, and I'm going to just like...
I just think
I'm gonna
of
be
all
like,
the dog hair.
Yeah, and they're just going to... And I'm just going to keep... breeding Shibas.
Do they shed a lot? I feel like they do.
Yeah,
because they're really puffy looking. Like,
they don't. They don't shed at all, except like little baby time frames, and then they just shed everything. It's wild. Like, there's
like
a whole
one of those
dog
pet hair vacuums.
That
like,
yes, I do. It is from Amazon. Oh my god, I should put the link in the comments because it is.
All right, we'll link it up.
Literally, you put it's vacuums. It's a vacuum for your dog.
Oh, people
are not even scared
like,
of it.
Why is this linked in here? A pet hair
you
vacuum?
You guys, listen.
Sure.
This is
there's
how conversations
so
go. We're little squirrels.
We're
that
very
we just,
squirrely.
That's how it should be because that's how all of our brains work, I feel like. And if your brain doesn't work that way, you're lying.
Listener,
you
if you're not following along with this.
Shoot, man.
I don't blame you.
No. We're gonna have at least two more episodes here.
Yes, we're gonna do a second part, maybe a third part. Whether there's
we need the at night one.
Yeah, we'll do the after dark.
Okay,
I'll give you all the wiener microphones and then we can all hold them.
Wieners and tequila.
I can't trust myself with that thing.
You know what? I might only have one more, So only two of us will
get
in.
She can I'll give it
to
you.
Oh. It's actually way easier to record with the headphone because you can move around.
And I talk with my hands. Yes. I would be like out here.
That's
like,
Jeremy used to. He'd be recording.
Swinging it. Helicopter.
Literally. Yes. Helicopter it around. You can you might break this microphone.
Yeah. No, don't do that.
No, I won't. Jeremy used to do that. He used to try to record on these and then his head would go like this. And then his audio would cut in and out and no one could hear him. I'm like, get your shit together.
You gotta
stop moving. He's out of control in there.
No,
but
I like this.
Yeah, it's
I
fun. Like this better. All right, let's get into the event real quick before we wrap it up.
The event. Yes.
The event. January 28th. Because this is going to come out before. Yes, it's coming. It's happening.
Can't wait.
It's going to be so great. So this is at Ohana Fitness and Wellness Center. Shelby.
Yes.
Shelby Township, Michigan.
Shelby.
If you guys are local. For this one, I don't know if I'm doing a digital option for it yet. I will let you know if you're out of the state listening. But what it's going to be is 45 minutes of breath work that I'm going to lead in the morning. We're starting at 10:30. And then we're going to transition to a speaker panel, which you ladies are both going to be on. If this podcast isn't any indication of how... No, I'm kidding.
We'll be maybe a little bit more refreshed.
We'll calm it down.
Our Instagram version.
Itinerary?
Yes.
We'll need something.
We'll put out some bullet points.
You got to give the squirrels an itinerary.
I'll have some questions for you guys to kind of dive into and answer. We're going to have some Lunar New Year practices because the new year for the lunar moon is actually starting in... a month in of the year. So it doesn't start on January 1. So we're going to do some intention setting, some really cool practices with that. Some other workshops, and there's going to be a lot of space to be able to connect with other women who are in the room, which I feel like sometimes these events, like even my shorter breathwork events that I host, there really isn't as much time to be able to connect and communicate and have those deeper level conversations with the other women in the room. Mm-hmm. This isn't just for entrepreneurs. However, there'll be a lot of entrepreneurs there. We have a lot of moms coming, a lot of wives. Doesn't matter where you're at and what season of life that you're in, there's going to be the perfect space for you to receive whatever you're meant to receive. In breathwork, you guys have done one breathwork with me already. It's really a space that you can intentionally release what it is that's no longer serving you in the moment. But we also bring in, you might get some lobster claw hands in the breath work. It's not super, super deep. Like we don't do, 20 minute breathing sequences or anything like that. But there is going to be some space for movement after. We'll get up, we'll dance, we'll shake some things out. And then there'll be a couple vendors there that you can get some of my favorite things that were on my holiday guide that you guys were both in. If you haven't gotten that, make sure to go over to my Instagram in my bio. You can subscribe to get the free holiday guide as well as the weekly energy drops that come to you. And then I'm going to have some really awesome giveaways. I'm doing giveaways from a couple of the items that were also in that guide. So you don't want to miss it because who doesn't love free things?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Can we participate?
Yeah, sure. You can definitely enter to win. Just because you're hosting it doesn't mean you can't walk away with a swag bag.
Oh, girl.
Swag bags are one of my favorite things to create.
I do too. I'm just like, what you going to get in there? You know?
I love to. I don't love receiving gifts as much. Like it's not... my love language is not receiving gifts.
Yeah.
It's my lowest, but it's my number one way to show love to other
people.
Okay.
Giving.
Make it a special little bag.
You know, and we did talk about that after. It's like, we need to be more like that. Where we intentionally, even something small, that was such a nice gesture, you know?
Thanks.
Yeah,
we don't do that. We need to do that more. I know. Mm-hmm. We just don't. I think that's not our love language. I don't think we give gifts
and that's
for
okay.
our love language.
And you don't have to.
Mine's
you show
like
it in your
words
way.
Bad for,
that's
words
my
bad
number one way to receive is words.
I like giving words of affirmation.
Physical touch.
I like acts
touch.
Of service.
I am a toucher.
If Dan does the dishes.
She gets so mad at me because I'll be like, my partner.
I used to say that to my other business partner too. Be like, my partner in this. And we're like.
Yeah. And I'll like touch her leg and she'll be like. You are so weird. Why do you do this to me?
Is that your husband's love language too? What's his?
I don't know.
Have him
take
the little test.
Random acts of kindness.
Acts of service.
Acts of service.
Blowjobs.
Physical touch.
Yeah.
With the mouth.
Please keep this in on here.
This will definitely not be edited out. If that is not my husband's love language as well.
Segue into what?
Into
what?
Into the after.
Oh, God.
I'm like, are we offering something else at the workshop that
what?
I don't know
Do
about?
You have?
No, other talk.
Do you have an OnlyFans? You have
no. Oh, no. No, I don't. What? Who is she looking at? I don't have an OnlyFans. No. Oh, my God.
I don't either.
Although I would like to make 10K from a foot pick. That
Hell
would be cool.
Yeah. If my feet can produce that amount of income, sign me up.
I feel like the weirder they are, the more money
you're going to make. They'll be like an elbow fetish.
I have like a shrimp toe. I mean, I could probably.
Oh my God.
Listen, somebody is probably out there Googling that on Feet Finder right now. Like a shrimp toe.
You know, just DM me if you want a picture of my feet. You got to pay first.
Yes,
and then I'll send it to you.
Send the link first. Like get that. Get
give
the
me
money.
The money
get
first.
The money
and then
first.
I'll send you the
You don't
photo.
Get the goods for free.
No.
Especially of the toes.
I really love where this just headed.
It's great. It's great. We will wrap it up. Where can everyone find you?
Okay.
Where do they find you over on your viral
find
TikTok?
The shrimp toes.
Okay. Well,
that'll be in the show notes.
She did talk about our fitness studio a little bit, but we own a women's only fitness studio in Shelby Township. So that's where the event is happening. We have, you know, fitness classes for women of all ages and all levels of fitness. So you can catch us there a few days a week and online at ohanafitnessandwellness.com. And then we have Instagram accounts. We got TikTok. It's Erin Saba with an underscore is me.
Perfect. We'll link. We'll have all your links in the notes for real this time.
You're so smart.
Not the shrimp okay. toes, but
the Dawson underscore same thing.
Yeah.
YouTube. Yeah. Please go subscribe to my YouTube channel. You can get free workouts every week. Feel good workouts and TikTok.
That's what's your TikToks? One. Same thing.
Erin Saba.
Same thing. Okay, just your names. Yeah. I am the Mallory Campbell on TikTok now, so I just changed my name.
The one and only.
The one and only. Because Mallory Campbell was taken, so I had to use it.
You
the
didn't
other
want
way,
a one.
It's like. No, I don't like a number. I don't like a number. I can't do a number. My old TikTok used to have a number.
Oh, no, I'm Samantha Dawson, ends.
Couple ends.
Yeah, because Samantha Dawson was taken.
All right.
It's too basic of a name now.
Yeah.
I was Lazarus. It was so easy.
Yeah.
I think I'm just Erin.
I'm like, there's a bunch of ends on the end, I think.
That's right.
I'm pretty sure.
We'll link it.
Because I didn't like the number thing either.
I don't like the number.
I can't have a number. That makes me feel like the like our old AIM screen names.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like volleyball.
Erin Saba underscore.
Yep. Okay. We got an underscore. We'll put all of your handles, your website, everything in the show notes.
Cool.
And I have a feeling there's going to be a part two.
Yes. So I love it.
We will see you guys next time.
Yay. That
Thank
was
you
so
much.
Fun. Thank you.
Hey, Quantum Queen. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.